National Broadcasting Company presents Victor Hugo's immortal tragic drama, Ruy Blas, featuring Kay Strozzi, Edmund O'Brien, and Arnold Moss. The historical background of the play and a description of the circumstances surrounding its premiere in 1830 can be found in the Great Play Manual, which is available to all listeners. At the conclusion of the program, we will tell you how you can get a copy of this manual. The scene of the play is Spain in the Golden Age.
Gudiel, it is dark still.
The stars pale. In an hour, it will be dawn.
The dawn, yes. And the end of pleasant dreams. Dawn rising like a hot, slow flush of shame that burned for my disgrace. A lifetime lost between 2 days. No time to give myself a decent countenance. No time to plan. No time even for revenge.
There is always time for that.
And in the name of heaven, why? Why? Because I dally with a waiting maid? Oh, I confess that I can be a fool. I commit an impropriety. The wench is wise enough to be with child, or so she says, runs bleating to the queen, and ruin, degradation, banishment. I, Don Salustio, grandee of Spain, I, deposed, outcast, driven from the court, while the crowd howls with laughter. Gudiel, you know what fool is brave enough to do me harm and sleep well afterward.
A woman.
One who might have been a woman if the king might be a husband.
Punish the woman. Never mind the queen.
A woman has her weakness. She has none. No child, no friend, no lover, and no fear.
You say she has no lover? Very well. Find her one.
You mean that?
Certainly. It can be done.
Love for love, shame for shame. That would be almost more than justice.
It can be done.
If I had time. But to leave Madrid by dawn... Ruy Blas.
Señor.
Go look in the antechamber. Are the guards on duty?
They are asleep, señor.
Good. Now stand by the window yonder and look down. When you see a tall fellow in a cloak who gives a paper to the guard and comes this way, tell me.
I understand, senor.
Your cousin?
Yes, Don Cesar de Bazan. Styling himself at present Zafari, the bandit. Such a fellow may be made useful.
We were speaking of...
Well?
Why not Don Cesar? Late last night, we followed a tall fellow in a cloak who might have been Don Cesar. Halfway down the Hortaleza by the convent wall. The Little Sisters of the Rosary. And there we lost him.
How?
Over the wall, into the garden.
Well?
Nothing, nothing. Only they say sometimes there is an angel walking there among the flowers before dawn.
Senor, the man is here.
Bring him up quietly by the small stairway. After he's here, wake the guards. Do not be too far away. I may need you.
Senor, I understand.
Don Cesar.
Why not? He is still young, still handsome.
Did you ask?
Yes. The queen was there.
It seems too good, too fortunate.
One more touch of art. Where our hero scaled the wall, we found these. Look, these gay blue flowers. Tokens of his love, in haste abandoned.
Well, cousin Don Salustio.
Strange, the same figure, the same eyes as my servant.
Ah, good morning, bandit.
Ah, good morning, cousin. And the noble Gudiel.
Ah, good morning, Don Cesar. And pray, Salustio, forgive me, but I must retire.
Naturally.
I am honored by your presence here. Nowadays, of course, any nobleman may have a robber in the family. I've been hearing of your work.
Indeed? You like my little things?
They show great promise.
You're accused of crossing into France, breaking the guardhouse over the frontier, robbing the customs.
France is at present making war on Spain.
In Flanders, meeting Dom Bartholomew, custodian of certain revenues for the Bishop of Mons, you took from him the monies of the church.
In Flanders, Well, I've traveled a great deal.
Finally, do you see these?
Flowers. Pretty things. Cornflowers, the national flower of Germany. I often wondered if they grew in Spain.
You dropped these last night when you climbed the wall into the rosary.
There at last you wrung me.
You were seen.
So? At what hour?
After midnight.
Ever since evensong, I was in the Bull Tavern by the river with two of your own men drinking your health.
Don Cesar, when I look at you, the blood, your blood and mine, mounts to my cheek.
Mounts? Let it ride. You blush becomingly. As for our name, you and I only... No, it ever was my name.
My cousin, let us make an end of this. We know what name you bear, what shame you feel in spite of your bravado. We were both born noble.
I am poor but honest now. Will it please you to lend me 20 crowns?
I speak to Cesar, not to Zapari.
Well?
I propose to give you back your name, your place at court, noblemen for your friends and gentlewomen for your lovers.
The grand style. I admire you in this vein. You do it beautifully.
I propose to pay the debts that made you what you are and make you...
Useful?
Yes. Why not?
I'm still wondering.
Ooh, I shall find a use for you. I need a friend at court, not too well known to be my friend, not over-scrupulous, and by no means a fool. Meanwhile, my purse is yours.
Magnificent. And the condition?
To be my friend. To say and do what I need said and done, nothing more.
Cousin, I am yours. My sword, my service. Name your man. The man you wish me to assassinate.
It may not be your sword that I require.
What then?
You're still young, still handsome, still dangerous among women.
Thank you. Pray, continue.
It may be my enemy... is not a man.
Stop there. I fight men, yes, and I take money from men. Here, take back your purse. Your honor is far too fine for a mere murderer.
Cousin!
No, not another word. Farewell. Keep your fatted calves. I prefer my swine.
Captain.
Senor?
Follow that man. Arrest him quietly. Avoid any disturbance. Take him down to the coast and sell him to the galleys.
Your cousin?
That was for him to hear, idiot. His name is Zapari.
Senor. I will arrest him as you say.
Riblas!
Senor?
Same face, the same voice. That fellow who was here.
Zapari?
Yes, you know him?
Very well, senor.
Indeed.
We were together on a mountain.
When was that?
5 years ago, before I had the honor to serve you.
Oh, so I have a robber for my lackey. Well, such things do happen. He reminded you, no doubt, of those old times.
He did not know me in my livery.
It is strange how much you resemble him. I suppose you know that. You might have been his brother.
We were brothers.
Yes, the same height, the same figure, the same eyes, the same voice.
And the same soul.
Perhaps I was not thinking of your soul.
Oh, your graceful pardon.
I think none the worse of you. You will serve me the better for a soul somewhat above your station... Tell me more of your life in the hills with Zapari. Would you return to that?
We were young then. I had hope. I dreamed. Believing I was born for some great use. To make songs, to lead armies, to save Spain. To love one woman wonderfully.
Riblas, if you obey me... Oh, I'm not merely saying a kind word. I mean more than you imagine. I can trust you. Come, stand up, man. Look me in the face. I mean to make your fortune.
Senor.
Never mind. You shall learn presently. Wait.
Yes, Your Grace. To make my... Where did he find these flowers? I must have dropped them at the wall. That would give him gossip for the court. Listen, oh, my lords. My poor fool lackey, a speechless brigand from the mountains, steals each stone to the queen's garden... with a fistful of blue flowers in his belt. Riblas, his poor fool servant who loves the Queen of Spain. Oh, lady, I could give you the greatest heart in all of Spain, but fate gave me in birth to a peasant and set you upon a throne.
Here, put this around your shoulders. Now the sword. So, one more touch. Ah, there. Riblas, will you obey me?
Well, what shall I do?
First, an act of penance. Sit down there. And now write these words. I, Riblas, lackey to my lord, Don Sallustio.
I, Riblas, lackey to my lord, Don Sallustio.
Do pledge myself hereby to serve him faithfully in all things, howsoever private.
Do pledge myself hereby to serve him faithfully all things.
That will do. Give it to me. You write a fair hand. Oh, there's the dawn coming. Presently, the queen will be here on her way to early mass.
The queen?
Quiet, be careful. The door's open. Ah, my lord Marquis de Basto.
Don Sallustio.
I have the honor to present to you my cousin, Don Cesar de Bassan.
God preserve me.
Careful.
Don Cesar, delighted.
Now.
My lord Marquis de Basto. Your mother was my friend, young sir. My very dear friend. You have grown since I saw you. Ah, those days.
Senor.
Why not cousin? I can afford now to acknowledge you. We're both from old Pedro de Bassan.
He married Mariana de Gore. Their son, Don Juan, the admiral. Seafaring blood. Young sir, where was I? Oh, he had two sons. The one Sallustio, the other Cesar.
Sallustio was the elder.
Yes, but you are equal on the mother's side. He is Aragon, you are Portugal.
My dear Marquis, that is correct. He is my cousin, too, since he is yours.
Marquis de Santa Cruz, Don Cesar.
Sir, your hat.
I am honored.
Handsome young devil, eh, Del Vesto? Well, Don Cesar, charmed to see you again.
I thought of finding him some place about the court. A word from you might help.
But I should be happy with the king, perhaps.
Or the queen.
Ah, better still. He is the type she admires. We shall see what we can do. One must look after one's own family.
I recommend him to your care.
My lords and gentlemen, your places. The queen comes.
Are you afraid of your good fortune? Listen to me, Riblas. I'm leaving Madrid. My house is yours, my purse, my power. Make yourself the great man you dreamed of. Never mind tomorrow. All you need to know is to obey.
Her Majesty, the Queen!
What now? Are you dreaming? Your hat, Don Cesar. Cover yourself. You forget so soon the privilege of a grandee of Spain.
And your command?
This first and last of all, to serve that lady and to love her well.
Do not brood, milady. After all, he is gone. Don Sallustio is gone.
That man hates me, Matilda.
Ah, let him hate. What can he do? You are the Queen of Spain. You only had to will his banishment, and he is banished.
That man hates me.
Well, he's only a man.
Not quite. I think the soul of him is somehow poisonous. And knowing that, he can be cold and calm like a coiled snake that lies upon a stone, looking steadily out of lidless eyes, sure of its venom. On the day he left, he came with all the rest to kiss my hand and say farewell. I did not look at him. He stood there, playing with his dagger hilt, making the blade flash out like a forked tongue. Then he came forward, slowly, with no look upon his face. Our eyes met. He bent down. I could not move to draw my hand away. His lips are not the lips of other men.
Majesty?
No, I have no majesty. I'm only a woman to that man. He knows that. Sometimes I have dreams of him, and wake, and cannot move, and cannot cry, and...
feel his cold kiss shuddering up my arm, freezing around my heart. Perhaps he knows that also.
Oh, phantoms, madam, and so forget them. Now throw a word to the poor old Don Guritan. Look, he stands here begging with his eyes.
Poor man, he wearies me.
He wearies everyone. Give him a word and let him go.
Good morning, Don Guritan.
Your Majesty, the sun could learn of splendor from your glory.
A parable. The poor old heron by the riverside stands on one leg all day waiting. At last, snap, flash, a small cold fish. He has it now, all that he lives for, and he flies away.
Oh, you're cruel.
And you are kind. You give the beauty of a queen to be enjoyed at a considerable distance.
Oh, you make jest of me?
Oh, no, God forbid. I meant nothing.
If I live day after day apart, ashamed, alone, is that nothing?
I did not mean...
The king goes hunting. I am worth a dozen wolves, dead ones. Three wolves a day. The last 6 months I've seen him four times.
Oh, madam...
Meanwhile, I am here, a prisoner.
You have only to command.
You think so? Wait, you shall see. I'm tired of sitting here. The day is fine. Order my carriage.
Madam, when the queen leaves the palace, every door must be unlocked by a grandee of Spain, a keeper of the key.
Of course, I know. Send for them.
They are absent at this hour, madam.
But, Duchess, would you hold me here unwillingly?
I am Camerara Mayor. I do my duty.
Well, one must pass the time somehow. A game of cards. Come.
The Queen of Spain can only play with persons of the blood royal.
But since there are none...
Madam, by God's will, the king is without living relatives. We cannot question his providence.
You see, Casilda, you'll have to think of something else.
Well... Affairs of state. Summon a meeting of your counselors.
Thank you. Eight haughty faces full of gloom, talking of revenues and government. Try again.
Madam, will you share a secret with me? Listen, then. I know the talisman, the open sesame, the key to out of doors. Trust me and come. You and I, masked at midnight, through the town seeking adventures.
The Queen of Spain does not seek adventure. I am the Queen of Spain.
It is the hour of prayer. Her Majesty wishes to be alone. We leave the Queen to her devotion.
Your Majesty.
Leave the Queen to her devotion. I could devote a world of prayer and bend my overflowing heart in praise to the God that put these blue flowers on the earth. Oh, I hold these torn blossoms to my lips and thereby set a kiss upon his mouth. Oh, even as these flowers die beneath my hands, I can kiss them back to life and so give him the life inside my lips. Yes, for the last time. It must be the last time. His blood, here on this letter, his blood for me.
Come. The confessor enters. Fox Dane.
Father, I'm glad you're here. It is not good to be alone.
You were not alone.
But I seem to be. Oh, it is a small thing, a poor thing, to be a queen.
Are you unhappy still?
Yes. No. Well, perhaps I am. Perhaps I ought to be. It is for you to tell me that.
If I can, yes.
You see these blue flowers?
Where did you find them?
In the garden of the Rosario.
Growing there?
No. Placed for me to find them when I walk at dawn. Bought by someone who has come at the risk of his life 100 times... to bring a blossom to the Queen of Spain. That is all I know.
And you do not know who he may be?
That is true, Father.
Nor wish to know?
Never. 3 days ago, that was the last time,
I found a hand printed in blood upon the wall. There are spikes on the top of it.
You found something else, did you not?
A letter.
Show me.
No, I will read. Madam, there is a man here in the night whom you will never know, who loves you as a blind mole loves a star, who would give you his life and ask no more than your acceptance of a gift unknown.
That is all?
That is all, Father. Since then, nothing.
Why have you told me this?
To ask what I shall do.
Hoping to have me say that you may do what?
Nothing. No. Here, take it.
Not I, daughter. Let this be your doing.
That candle flame has burned 3 days in hunger for this scrap of paper. Oh, dear candle, set your light upon the wind and grow cold. You will at last consume what was consuming me. So to this candle I consign his letter and his prayer of love. There. It is burned. Have I done right, Father?
Not yet. Remember this. The letter in your hand is a slight thing. The letter in your heart is poisonous. Do not let it remain there.
You are not a woman. We must have our dreams.
My child, the devil in our nature lies to us, saying we must have this or that, pretending always to be the soul. You and I know it is not a small thing to be a queen, to hold power, to resign humanity, to live apart from dreams. You and I know the flame shut inward rises. God knows that also.
Thank you, Father.
Benedicate Deus fulgit, Pater Filii, Spiritus
Sancti. Oh, I cannot pray. His blood burns me. What is this music in my heart? It can only be the music of some dark and storm-scarred sea, pounding wave on wave against the rocks that prison it from holding close the love it seeks. Oh, I am lonely with that sunless sea, lashing out my heart against the sunken rocks and sheltering at night within my breast. Poor drifting birds that know no rest.
A letter from the king.
A letter from the king? Whence came this? From around west, madam, where the king hunts.
The king? Oh, perhaps he understood. I wonder. All I needed was one word.
Give it to me. By your leave, madam. The custom of the court commands that I first open it and read.
Again, the Queen of Spain. Very well. Read it.
Now we shall learn how a king makes love.
Madam, it is very windy. I have killed 6 wolves. Signed, Carlos.
Is that all?
Was that all? Nothing more?
What would you have? He writes about the weather and his work like any husband. No, he does not write. He dictates.
Let me see. The signature. Not another word in his own hand. Oh. Oh, that writing.
He brought this. He is here, Don Cesar.
This young man?
One lately appointed of the king's esquires. His Majesty sends him to you.
His name?
Don Cesar de Bazan. My Lord of Santa Cruz commends him also to your favor.
Let me speak with him.
My Lord Don Cesar, approach.
You are come from Aranjuez?
I am, madam.
Is the king well?
Aye.
He dictated this letter.
While hunting, madam. One of his attendants wrote it down.
Who?
Myself, madam. I have been with the king these 3 days.
3 days? And before that you were...
Here. Here in Madrid, madam.
I see.
Young sir, you are the king's esquire. A word. You know your service here? You are to guard by night the door of the queen's chamber. When the king comes, you will open to him.
But the king is not here.
The custom of the court presumes he might return here unexpectedly.
But those flowers...
What's the matter?
He's turning pale. And he's wounded. Sir, we may trust that you will recover. And now it grows late and I am weary. Let Don Cesar be taken to his house.
Young sir.
Senor.
In 1651, I fell in love. Another nobleman, very young, very handsome, with fine eyes, a tall military figure, sang sometimes beneath my lady's balcony. He bore the name Vasquez. I killed him.
But, senor, I...
Later, in the year 66, a cavalier, Count Escola, took upon himself to send a letter to a friend of mine, a lady named Angelica. For this, I killed him.
By which I understand
By
you...
which you understand, senor, that the sun rises about 4:30 tomorrow, that there is a quiet spot behind the chapel, that in short, your name is Don Cesar de Bazan and my own Don Caspar Guritan.
Your grace may be assured of my acceptance.
The woman Casilda.
Have you seen a little casket of carved ivory with a gold clasp? The queen sent me...
Is this the one?
Yes, thank you.
I may add, senor, for your encouragement, that I admire tall young men with large, languorous, dark eyes, romantic, sensitive, emotional, such as cry, and fall into a swoon in the proximity of women.
Thank you. I am sufficiently enraged.
At dawn tomorrow?
And alone.
In the meantime, we need not...
At dawn tomorrow.
Ah, Don Guritan. I was looking for you.
Madam, what brings me such happiness?
Oh, nothing. Or at most, a very little thing. As Casilda said, you know how foolish women are. Just now we were talking about you, and she said you would do anything I asked.
Casilda was right. You have only to try me. Command me, I will obey, or I will die.
Good. You will leave Madrid secretly and at once. You will proceed to Neuburg. There you will deliver this in person to my father.
To Neuburg.
To Neuburg.
For 700 leagues.
Oh, take great care of this blue fringe. The sunshine saves it.
I am to start.
At once.
Tomorrow.
No, this moment.
I
said this moment.
I have another plan.
It's impossible.
Give me one day.
Not 1 hour.
I
command. You refuse. What would you do if I should only ask?
Forgive me. God made man, the devil made women.
You will find the carriage waiting down below.
As always, madame, I obey you.
We thank you, Don Guritan. And Don Cesar does not die.
We pause briefly here for station identification.
Fellow is too fortunate.
Yes, the Golden Fleece, the presidency of the council. Now he is Duke of Olmedo.
In 6 months, the queen.
Well, the king is half insane. He shuts himself in the Escorial. The queen rules everything.
And Don Cesar rules her.
No. In the first place, he never sees the queen. They avoid each other.
So they would.
Yes, but I know. I've had them watched. I tell you, they do not meet. Moreover, Don Cesar lives alone in his cousin's house, the place with the blind windows and the two black slaves who, if they had not lost their tongues, might give some interesting information.
He comes of a strange family.
Strange, if it should contain an honest man.
His cousin is Don Salustio, who disappeared by request.
Don Cesar himself was formerly a mad young dog as ever bade the moon. He disappeared, God knows where.
And returns virtuous. You know, I believe the man is honest.
My grandfather used to say, bite the king, kiss the favorite. Perhaps we shall be prudent to confine ourselves to affairs of state.
My lords and gentlemen of the Council of Castile, the dignity and power of the state demand among all parts, all functions of our government, a complete harmony. The revenues of Spain are at this moment in 100 hands. They're unjustly and unequally apportioned. Don Antonio controls the import of tobacco. Capriego, the indigo and mud. Camporeal, the salt, the gold, the amber. Yes, and you, Montasgo, you can well afford to smile. You with the ports, the shipyards and the mines. The bronze, the lead, the rosewood. So it goes. Some have too much, others too little. I myself have almost nothing. I demand a reapportionment.
Why, you old devil? You're lord of all the islands in both seas. One claw holding Mallorca, the other scratching at the peak of Tenerife.
I say I have nothing.
He has the Negro. I'm the one to complain. I need the forest.
Take the Negro. Give me the indigo.
Grace before meat, my lord. How sweet and decorous a thing it is to live upon one's country. She is dead. Come, then, let us despoil her tomb, remembering the glory and the grandeur of old Spain. Why, we can all remember. 20 years ago, no more. What have we lost since then? Portugal, Brazil, Prizac, Ormuz, Pernambuco. All in a boy's lifetime. Every race in Europe shoots a stream of Pentecostal order into Spain. Genoese, German, French, Fleming, Turk, Egyptian. God knows what. They are welcome. Anyone may take your leaving. The old name no more has any meaning in the hearts of men. The old lion, alone and hungry, dies bitten to death by vermin.
Lord Duke, the Marquis of Arias and myself beg to present our resignation.
Thank you. You will retire with your family to your estate. You to Castile, and you, Marquis, to Andalusia. Anyone who does not feel disposed to follow me may follow these gentlemen.
Don Cesar.
Madam, you heard everything?
Yes, I heard everything. King Philip made this doorway in the wall. Nobody knows of it. I watched and listened. Seemed as though you stood alone, rising above the rest by the whole stature of humanity, and called them, fawning, to your feet. What power is in you that is not in other men? Anyone might desire as much. You do, and it is done. Why is that?
Because I love you.
Oh.
Because I know I, whom they hate so well, whatever they pull down must fall on you. That is all. I am nothing. It is love, not I, standing between you and all harm. I could conquer the world if you had need. I love you as a blind man loves the dawn. As a boy loves a dream, as the cold seed, all alone, underground, senses the sun and breaks its heart upward.
Oh, I...
Listen to me. Day by day, I've kept away from you so many days, weeks, months. And you follow me and fling the whole light, fire, music of you. Oh, Lord, and I'm saying this. I've done wrong. Forgive me.
I suppose this is what they call a sin. Oh, very well. Then listen. Did you hide yourself from the Queen? Well, the Queen went seeking you. I came here every day, stood for hours in the darkness, watching you. You were the man God should have set to rule a kingdom. So a woman did what God forgot to do. What else are women for? You were good. I made you great. Was that wrong of me? What was I to do? Why did they shut me up in prison so? Without love, without laughter, that was wrong. I was only a slave. Then God sent you to save Spain and to raise our people up out of their agony. And to love me. Oh, I say these things foolishly, one by one, without reason. But you know, you can see that I am somehow right.
Madam, I...
Not so. Not the Queen. I can be a woman now. And I am yours. And I belong to you. Call to me when you will. I will come. I'm ready. Be proud. You have your crown. Go forward without fear.
It must be strange like this to have been born, or to have passed through death, and still to be, and to say, it is true then, this is I, my own self, my own soul. And she was heavy in my arms, and warm. Nobody could imagine that. Everywhere, all around me, all day long, joy unashamed like a sweet drunken, wherein I stand awake under the sun. The queen loves me. It is all true. The queen loves me. Go forward without fear.
Good morning, Duke.
You?
I may suppose you were not thinking of me.
Your Excellency is a surprise.
Well, how goes everything?
This livery, your...
Ah, yes. Yes, a fair exchange for me to wear yours, your lackey's garb. A convenience, too, so unobtrusive. One goes everywhere unobserved. Nobody notices a lackey. Now, tell me about yourself. I understand you're playing duenna to the treasury, keeping our virgin revenues away from my old friend Arius.
He resigned this morning.
Oh, did he? Surely you forget Arius is your kinsman.
My lord.
No, really. It is a dog's trick for a wolf to turn shepherd.
Nevertheless, under your excellency's favor. These are hard times for wolves. Any day now the Bavarian heir may die, and the Count Arach tells me in the name of the emperor...
Pardon me, the emperor to Rublas.
Austria to Spain. But if we claim the inheritance on behalf of the queen, it will mean war. Therefore,
it seems a trifle chilly in here. Be so good as to close the window.
And if...
The window. Yes.
Consider, I beg you, what that war would mean. Don't...
One moment. Please, my handkerchief over there. Thank you. You were saying
Spain lives or dies in these days. You and I hold history in our hands. Let us forget ourselves. Let us remember that we're men in God's name and go on.
My dear boy, first let us remember we're gentlemen. There is nothing so vulgar as reform. Spain, what is Spain? Only geography? Patriotism and all those things went out with the last war. Fame? Popularity? Hardly. I trust you not to be a fool, because you will do well to follow me. I am in command now.
If only you...
There, it will do. Let us occupy ourselves with matters of importance.
But don't...
You will go at once to my house. There you will remain until I come. You will provide a coach ready at all times for a journey placed where it will not attract attention. See that you do just these things and nothing more. Nothing. You understand that?
I shall obey.
It's better. We shall be companions, you and I. Have no concern for your affairs here. I've laid my plans to an end greater than you dare dream. Oh, I'm careful of your happiness. You may believe that.
First, swear to me that the queen is not concerned in this.
To whom were you just now speaking?
To a proud man disgraced by the queen's order. Am I to suppose that you're her friend? Answer me that.
And why, if you please?
Because there's more in this than I can understand. You set me here in your place, meaning what? To serve the queen? How would you serve her if you had the power? To love her well? No, there it fails. One thing at least you did not know, nor could have never known. That I do love her. More than well.
I knew that.
You knew that?
Certainly. My good fool, you're taking yourself seriously. I still say all this will turn out well for you, even your love affair. Have sense enough to understand that. Furthermore, it is not yours to say what you will do. I am kind, I am patient. But after all, one does what he likes with people of your sort. You put on this livery masquerading as a grandee of Spain, or take it off again. You mount a throne, govern a kingdom, make love to a queen, as you may mount behind my carriage.
I ask you for the sake of this thing which is hers and mine, to show mercy.
Ah, you will never understand. It's annoying.
Very well. I am Duke of Olmedo. You are here under sentence of death.
Say that again. Duke of Olmedo? Cesar de Bazan is the duke, not Ruy Blas.
That we shall see. I can arrest you.
Of course, you can denounce me. Well, then both our heads fall. That is understood. I should think it over if I were you.
I can deny everything. You have no proof.
You have no memory. I can do as I say, you may be sure. You are only the glove. The hand is mine. Listen now. If you fail, or disobey, or hesitate, or interfere in one detail of my orders, your whole romance goes whooping scarlet laughter over Spain, a comedy for cuckolds. After which it will be pleasant for a majesty to read a certain letter, which I have in safekeeping.
Forgery.
Uh-huh. Perhaps the queen would know about that. I believe she's familiar with your handwriting. Let me refresh your memory. I, Ruy Blas, lackey to my lord, Don Salustio, do hereby pledge myself to... Shall I go on?
No. No, I've forgotten. You need not go on. Poison, water of death, deep wine from which there is no rising. Yes, this must be the answer.
Master, my lord sent for me?
Yes. Yes, tell me now. Have I been a good master to you?
Sir, I would die in your service.
No, well, that comes last of all, after everything else. Yes, I know, I shall not ask so much of you. Only to do a small thing faithfully, although it seems to you a small thing.
That I will.
Good. You know Don Guritan?
Yes, my lord.
Take him this letter. Say to him, listen carefully now. Say that the queen is in danger. She must not be alone one moment for the next 3 days. She must not for any reason under heaven leave her own apartments during that time. Not for any reason, you understand?
Yes, my lord.
One thing more. Helen, this is for her sake, not for mine. Beg him, whatever he may think of me, to think first of her. That's the message. Now I'm going out. If a man comes who makes himself at home as if he were your master, you will take his orders.
Ah, Don Cesar, my boy. You're fortunate again, as always. What an odyssey. Arrested, taken down the river, sold to the galleys, taken to the high Barbary where they beat all their slaves 3 times a day. Well, cousin Salustio, you shall pay for this. How you shall pay, I shall revenge myself horribly when I've had my breakfast. Yes, I think I shall disgrace the family, call upon him in my own name, and bring my friends, a merry crew of gallow birds with a certain air about them. Afterwards, I shall deliver him to my creditors. Yes, that'll do to begin with. Oh, what the devil? Oh, come now, Cesar. No embarrassment. Enter!
You are Don Cesar de Bazan?
At present, yes. Oh, yes, yes, I am Don Cesar.
Excellent. I salute you in the name of our dear lord, without whom nothing can prevail.
Ordinarily, this kind of swallow means that spring has come. I feel it in my bones. Good morning.
Senor, have you by any chance a little friend who might have sent a lady like myself with a message to you?
I might have. Yes, 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 easily.
Somebody receives a letter, one like this, to make an appointment for this evening. Let us say here, in this house. Somebody is afraid somehow that something may go wrong. I think somebody's husband must be very old and very savage. Somebody would like to be quite sure that it was really you who wrote the letter.
Why, of course it was I. Me. This fellow.
In that case, I will ask you to write the one word. Come. Senor, I kiss your hand.
Madam, I grease your paw.
You shall see her tonight without fail. Ah, youth is gay in our days. Oh, I forgot. My name is Donna Olivia. convent, San Isidoro. Third pillar to the right as you go in. I may always be found
there. Get out. Good morning.
She will be here tonight. Remember me in your prayers.
Well, of course, after this, I cannot be surprised by anything. I'm living in the moon. I may expect Satan, Salustio, or the Queen of Spain any moment.
San Cesar de Bazan.
Oh, never mind me, my dear sir. Come in. Pray, do me the honor to be seated. Let me relieve you of these baubles, these sidearms, swords. I perceive dueling is still a fashion. Nothing else in life delights me like a true affair of honor. Gold, wine, women, well enough in their own way, perhaps, but...
Sir, do you know you very much resemble...
Yes, I look like a brigand. I must apologize for my appearance. I've been traveling, you see. So difficult to keep oneself daintily dressed. Ah, my doublet is a rag. They've stolen my hat and I've lost my glove. No time to rearrange my toilet. I arrived only this morning.
Well, I too have been traveling. They sent me off to Neuburg with a casket which contained what? A mere scrap of paper with these words. Keep this old fool as long as possible.
Oh, delicious. Who did that?
A lady. Her I can forgive. But I'll twist the neck of Don Cesar de Bazan. Take me to him.
I am he.
You? Are you joking?
No. I am Don Cesar.
My dear sir, you bear a certain likeness to the fellow. Yes, I remark that, but really...
But my dear sir, you missed the point. It's your wife I'm expecting here this evening.
My wife?
Quite so.
Are you drunk? I'm not married.
No, you ought to be. You're too much of a jealous husband not to keep a cuckoo.
Sir, are you aware that you insult me?
Perfectly.
You shall pay for this.
Indeed.
Immediately.
Shall we say the garden?
Lead the way.
Senor.
Senor.
You say you're certain he's not in the house? Have you tried the garden?
Yes, first of all. No sign of the fire.
Henri Blas?
Come to meet you.
Of course, you've had him followed.
Certainly. He went straight to the church.
Good. Let him wait for me until this evening. He will find me here.
He sent his page this morning to Don Guritan.
I do not like that. A message. Better go and watch Don Guritan. Be sure no warning reaches the Queen.
Well, I thought so.
Zafari!
At your service, cousin. Very much at your service. I've occupied myself with your affairs all morning. A fine web you wove, old spider. I buzzed into it like a hornet.
Perhaps you would enjoy telling me.
Well, your little lady who was coming.
What's that?
She sent a duenna here, a pious cockatoo with whiskers, to make sure that I was really Don Cesar de Bazan.
What did you say?
Oh, well, if you will be naughty in my name, what could I say? I am indeed he.
Oh, you might have done worse.
Oh, yes, and your long sword, who refused to receive any message from Don Cesar. I killed that old bird. Puritan, I think his name was.
You've seen no one else?
Not yet. Oh, but I shall. No fear. I'm going to see the whole court, the whole town. Don Cesar de Bazan, foully betrayed by his own flesh and blood.
Take your money and go.
Thank you. And find myself once more out on the warm Mediterranean Sea. No, my dear cousin, we're hard fellows in our family. We find revenge enjoyable.
You think anyone will believe you?
Well, let us try. Help here. Hold. Now, we shall see, we shall see.
Who calls here?
I did. Take this man.
Shall I tell them who I am?
Allow me. We have here the famous robber, Matalobos.
What? I am Don Cesar de Bazan.
Senor, we found a man dead in the garden.
Murdered by him. Look at his sword.
Look. Yes.
Do you really think you can hold me?
For the moment, yes. Afterwards...
There, take him away.
Farewell, Matalobos.
Only a little while now. He will come. Certainly he will come. God has not made something for nothing. I am quiet now. Only it seems I have forgotten something. A strange thing to forget. The man who sold me this small poison asked me what day it was. I could not tell him. I do not know. All day, kneeling there in the high, golden darkness between walls where saints breathe, I began to see how God is good in spite of sorrow. Nobody has done me any wrong. I have had more joy, how much more than I could ever dream or desire or deserve. What will he say, I wonder, God, when we two stand up alone before him? Presently I shall be a murderer, and I'm utterly at peace. And yet never to see her beauty anymore, in earth or hell or heaven. Never to know her step shaking my soul.
John Cesar.
Oh, God in heaven, not now.
What is it? Why do you cry out like
that? Not in this house.
But Cesar.
Who told you to come here?
Why, you did.
I told you.
Your letter.
My letter?
Did you think I did not know your writing? You wrote this morning telling me to come to you here. Look, here it is. It says, I am in danger. You can help me. Come alone at midnight to my house.
Oh, I should have known. He had my writing.
Is it anything you've done?
No, something I've forgotten. Leave this house. Go. Don't lose one moment.
Why do you speak so to me and look so? Why hurt me like this?
Go.
But what have I done?
You've destroyed yourself. You've fallen into a snare. We've no time to explain every second your whole life breaking, falling away. I see, I know. Go now before it...
No, I remain here. I told you only yesterday I would come to you when you called for me. Do you understand what I meant by that? Did you think I would be afraid? Why, you're in trouble and I can help you.
What man let you into this house?
A man in black, with a black mask.
What sort of man? Are you sure it was a mask?
I hardly saw him in the dark.
It was I.
Madam, leave me to deal with this man.
It is too late now. You are no longer Queen of Spain.
You?
I, Don Salustio, Don Cesar, her companion.
Oh, it was a plot, Don Cesar.
Plot. Madam, I find you here alone at midnight with this man. These facts are quite enough being made public to annul a royal marriage. Beyond question, Rome would so decide. This we may still avoid by a private agreement. Everything can be kept secret. You will sign this letter of abdication.
Abdication?
You will escape with him over the border into Portugal. At present, I alone know of your misadventure. And it remains unknown. Refuse and... You see, you're quite in my hands. You will find pen and ink there.
What am I to do?
I need only your signature to show the king. Wait, Don Cesar. This is for your happiness. Now sign. Come. What is your crown to you? You have your lover. You're free. You're safe. Nobody will ever know. It's all between ourselves now. Understand, if you do not sign, you condemn yourself. The scandal and the cloister...
I'm not afraid. I love this man.
Don Cesar loves you. He's worthy of you. He's the son of a great house, almost royal. Bazan, Olmedo, Garofa, Grandee of Spain.
Then I will sign. What is a kingdom alone?
Do not sign that lie. My name is Ribla. I am this man's lackey.
His lackey?
I am not...
You, Don Cesar!
I am not Don Cesar, the Bazan. I am Ribla. We've had enough... Plot, lies, treason. My happiness? Thank you, my lord. Not from your hands. They smell unclean. You may provide my livery. I will find my own soul. It is quite true. Of course, he is my servant.
What does this mean?
Why, he spoke too soon, that's all. It is no matter. Well, how do you like my revenge, madam? The town will roar with laughter. Ah, you break me, yes. And I dethrone you. You banish me from court, yes. And I drive you out of Spain. You offer me to wife your serving wench, yes. And I give you my lackey. Certainly you can marry your lover if you please. The king will hardly care. You made this fellow duke. You can be his duchess. Laugh for laugh, lover for lover, shame for shame. It does seem almost more than justice.
I believe you have insulted your queen.
Fool! Take your knife away from my throat!
Senor, thus far, Satan, your master, has protected you.
If he would save you now out of my hand, let him appear. Madam, I can explain the insolence of this man. I have been a servant, I can understand. You see, he's without a human soul. A mere intelligence, unnatural. I'm sorry that I failed to anticipate all this, knowing him as I do. And you, Sallustio, you thought I would stand and see it done for my own fear, my own pleasure. Senor, there was one flaw in your great plan. I will give you time to see it. It is this. You had to live in order to enjoy success. For me, fortunately, that does not follow. You had wealth, rank, power, wisdom, cruelty. I had only my life. You lose. Madam, I regret the need of ending this thing now in your presence.
Are you a murderer?
As you please.
Give me a sword.
Do you suppose I am a gentleman? I am your servant. Such a one as you may beat, abuse, despise, disdain, and who may kill. And I shall kill you now. Like a beast, like a coward, like a fool.
Oh, have mercy.
He's past redemption now, even by you.
Help! Rescue!
Have you done?
Do you murder me?
No! I punish
you.
Madam, I have a little more to say if you will suffer me so far. I know my place now. I shall not condemn you.
Ooh, what is that you're drinking? What have you done?
But I shall answer. I have no time to speak of that. I know that I must seem to you a loathsome thing, a traitor. I was never that. At least I would have died rather than do you harm. I've failed. I've been a fool.
Oh, God, what have you done?
That which I must have done, being myself. I love you.
No.
Yes. Yes, I know. Only it was because of that, because I did love you. I could not bear never to see you, never to dream of you, never. Oh, do you remember when I brought you those blue flowers? That was before all this, long before. You see?
What would you have?
I would have you think of me after a while, without shame. I would have you forgive me.
Cesar, what is it? Cesar, what has he done to you?
Nothing. It was I, poison.
Oh!
I thought I had more time. I'm trying. I won't hurt you. Only on my knees, on my knees.
Oh, why have you done this? Speak to me. Answer me, Cesar. Oh, I do forgive you. I believe in you.
My name is really Blood.
But I love you, not your name. You, you.
I did not mean you to see this. I'm sorry.
My love, were you not sure that I loved you?
I should have done the same. How could I go on living? You are safe now. No one will ever know.
Rizla.
I thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Victor Hugo's play, Riblas, as translated from the French by Brian Hooker and adapted for radio by Albert N. Williams. The music was conducted by Joseph Hunty. The Great Plays series is a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company and a drama guide giving complete background material for The Great Plays by Blevins Davis is available to the radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to the Columbia University Press, New York City. On today's play, both Riblas and Don Cesar were played by Edmund O'Brien, the Queen of Spain by Kay Strozzi, Don Sallustio by Arnold Moss. Next week at this same hour, we will present Rip Van Winkle by Joseph Jefferson and Dion Boucicault. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.